Today is the 18th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here with you together as we take the next step forward on the journey that we have embarked upon, the one that takes us through this year together, the one that takes us through the Bible together. And so let's dive in. We've been working our way through the book of 1 Samuel, which is what we will continue to do today. And since the arrival of this young man named David, who has become a national hero, we have watched King Saul, Israel's first king, become more and more unstable, which is certainly making David's life incredibly unstable. Because he has to look in all directions. Like, he's got to stay on guard at all times because Saul has tried to kill him a number of times. So let's pick up the story. We're reading from the Christian Standard Bible this week. 1 Samuel chapters 22 and 23 today. So David left Gath and took refuge in the cave of Adullam. When David's brothers and his father's whole family heard, they went down and joined him there. In addition, every man who was desperate, in debt, or discontented rallied around him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. From there, David went to Mizpah of Moab, where he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and mother stay with you until I know what God will do for me." So he left them in the care of the king of Moab, and they stayed with him the whole time David was in the stronghold. Then the prophet Gad said to David, "Don't stay in the stronghold. Leave and return to the land of Judah." So David left and went to the forest of Hereth. Saul heard that David and his men had been discovered. At that time, Saul was in Gibeah, sitting under the tamarisk tree at the high place. His spear was in his hand, and all his servants were standing around him. Saul said to his servants, "Listen, men of Benjamin, is Jesse's son going to give all of you fields and vineyards? Do you think he'll make all of you commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds? That's why all of you have conspired against me. Nobody tells me when my own son makes a covenant with Jesse's son. None of you cares about me or tells me that my son has stirred up my own servant to wait an ambush for me, as is the case today." Then Doeg, the Edomite, who was in charge of Saul's servants, answered, "I saw Jesse's son come to Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, at Nob. Ahimelech inquired of the Lord for him and gave him provisions. He also gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine." The king sent messengers to summon the priest Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, and his father's whole family, who were priests in Nob. All of them came to the king. Then Saul said, "Listen, son of Ahitub." "I'm at your service, my lord," he said. Saul asked him, "Why did you and Jesse's son conspire against me? You gave him bread and a sword and inquired of God for him, so he could rise up against me and wait in ambush, as is the case today." Ahimelech replied to the king, "Who among all your servants is as faithful as David? He is the king's son-in-law, captain of your bodyguard, and honored in your house. Was today the first time I inquired of God for him? Of course not. Please don't let the king make an accusation against your servant or any of my father's family, for your servant didn't have any idea about all this." But the king said, "You will die, Ahimelech, you and your father's whole family." Then the king ordered the guard standing by him, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord because they sided with David, for they knew he was fleeing, but they didn't tell me." But the king's servants would not lift a hand to execute the priests of the Lord. So the king said to Doeg, "Go and execute the priests." So Doeg the Edomite went and executed the priests himself. On that day, he killed 85 men who wore linen ephods. He also struck down Nob, the city of the priests, with the sword. Both men and women, infants and nursing babies, oxen, donkeys, and sheep. However, one of the sons of Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, escaped. His name was Abiathar, and he fled to David. Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the priests of the Lord. Then David said to Abiathar, "I knew that Doeg the Edomite was there that day, and that he was sure to report to Saul. I myself am responsible for the lives of everyone in your father's family. Stay with me. Don't be afraid, for the one who wants to take my life wants to take your life. You will be safe with me." It was reported to David, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and raiding the threshing floors." So David inquired of the Lord, "Should I launch an attack against these Philistines?" The Lord answered David, "Launch an attack against the Philistines and rescue Keilah." But David's men said to him, "Look, we're afraid here in Judah. How much more if we go to Keilah against the Philistine forces?" Once again, David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him, "Go at once to Keilah, for I will hand the Philistines over to you." Then David and his men went to Keilah, fought against the Philistines, drove their livestock away, and inflicted heavy losses on them. So David rescued the inhabitants of Keilah. Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, fled to David at Keilah, and he brought an ephod with him. When it was reported to Saul that David had gone to Keilah, he said, "God has handed him over to me, for he has trapped himself by entering a town with barred gates." And Saul summoned all the troops to go to war at Keilah and besieged David and his men. When David learned that Saul was plotting evil against him, he said to the priest Abiathar, "Bring the ephod." Then David said, "Lord, God of Israel, your servant has reliable information that Saul intends to come to Keilah and destroy the town because of me. Will the citizens of Keilah hand me over to him? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? Lord, God of Israel, please tell your servant." The Lord answered, "He will come down." Then David asked, "Will the citizens of Keilah hand me and my men over to Saul?" "They will," the Lord responded. So David and his men, numbering about 600, left Keilah at once and moved from place to place. When it was reported to Saul that David had escaped from Keilah, he called off the expedition. David then stayed in the wilderness strongholds and in the hill country of the wilderness of Ziph. Saul searched for him every day, but God did not hand David over to him. David was in the wilderness of Ziph in Horesh when he saw that Saul had come out to take his life. Then Saul's son Jonathan came to David in Horesh and encouraged him in his faith in God, saying, "Don't be afraid, for my father Saul will never lay a hand on you. You yourself will be king over Israel, and I'll be your second in command. Even my father Saul knows it's true." Then the two of them made a covenant in the Lord's presence. Afterward, David remained in Horesh, while Jonathan went home. Some Ziphites came up to Saul at Gibeah and said, "Isn't it true that David is hiding among us in the strongholds in Horesh on the hill of Hakalah, south of Jeshimon? So now, whenever the king wants to come down, let him come down. As for us, we will be glad to hand him over to the king." "May you be blessed by the Lord," replied Saul, "for you have shown concern for me. Go and check again, investigate where he goes and who has seen him there. They tell me he is extremely cunning. Investigate all the places where he hides, then come back to me with accurate information, and I'll go with you. If it turns out he really is in the region, I'll search for him among all the clans of Judah." So they went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the wilderness near Maon, in the Arabah, south of Jeshimon. And Saul and his men went to look for him. When David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. Saul heard of this and pursued David there. Saul went along one side of the mountain, and David and his men went along the other side. Even though David was hurrying to get away from Saul, Saul and his men were closing in on David and his men to capture them. Then a messenger came to Saul saying, "Come quickly, because the Philistines have raided the land." So Saul broke off his pursuit of David and went to engage the Philistines. Therefore that place was named the Rock of Separation. From there David went up and stayed in the strongholds of En-Gedi. John 10:1-21. Truly I tell you, anyone who doesn't enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own outside, he goes ahead of them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger. Instead, they will run away from him because they don't know the voice of strangers. Jesus gave them this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Jesus said again, "Truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, since he is not the shepherd and doesn't own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees a wolf coming. The wolf then snatches and scatters them. This happens because he is a hired hand and doesn't care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. But I have other sheep that are not from this sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He has a demon, and he's crazy. Why do you listen to him?" Others were saying, "These aren't the words of someone who is demon-possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Psalm 115. Glory to God alone. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your faithful love, because of your truth. Why should the nation say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in heaven and does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throats. Those who make them are just like them, as are all who trust in them. Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord add to your numbers, both yours and your children's. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the human race. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, nor any of those descending into the silence of death. But we will bless the Lord, both now and forever. Alleluia. Proverbs 15, 18 and 19. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but one slow to anger calms strife. A slacker's way is like a thorny hedge, but the path of the upright is a highway. Okay, so as we continue to move through the book of 1 Samuel, we continue to see the downward slide of Saul and really mental health issues. Like, he's super paranoid and really kind of unhinged. We read of David, once he knew that Saul would not stop until he was dead, and he knew he was going to become a fugitive, and he knew he had to go on the run. So he went to the priest Ahimelech and got some supplies, including the sword of Goliath, and then went on the run, fleeing for his life, hiding in place to place wherever he can to stay alive. Eventually, Saul, the king, finds out that David has visited Ahimelech. And of course, Saul has it in his mind that nobody cares about him. Everybody's being loyal and conspiring against the king and being loyal to David. And so Saul has Ahimelech and his entire household brought before the king. Accusations are made, and an entire priestly family is executed. People who had nothing to do with it at all. 85 priests wearing their linen priestly robes are killed, which is certainly, that kind of news is going to spread throughout the land, which only further destabilizes Saul. And so we see David hiding in places like the cave of Adullam, which is a place, or hiding in the caves of En Gedi, which is actually a place near the Dead Sea. So he's moving all over the place to stay alive, even though Saul, the king, is obsessed with killing him, and it's becoming a problem. Saul is deteriorating. Then when we flip over into the New Testament, into the Gospel of John, Jesus is talking, and he's talking about shepherding and sheep and being a shepherd in a sheep pen or a sheepfold. And how anybody who jumps over the wall to be among the sheep that doesn't come in through the gate is a thief and a robber. And that a true shepherd would enter the gate and call to the sheep, and the sheep would hear his voice and they would follow him. And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. And it's in our reading today that we come across a very, very quotable, very famous passage of scripture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. This very quoted, very famous verse of scripture comes from a larger context of a conversation that Jesus is having about being the good shepherd. And that passage that we quote all the time, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, that passage is one of the most concise statements in scripture about the context of our lives. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. The contrast about what the thief wants and what the Lord wants is pretty clear. Why we would at times find ourselves following after a thief who has come to steal, kill, and destroy is a great mystery. But God's intention toward us, I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance, gives us clarity on what God's intention is for us. So the question then becomes, if we are the sheep of his pasture, if we are sheep, which voice are we following out of the sheepfold? Because Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And so, Father, as we do every day, we invite you into all of this. It's pretty clear that if we are one of your sheep, we should know your voice and follow you. It's also pretty clear that we navigate ourselves in places that are clearly not where you're going, and find ourselves in positions that are clearly not godly or Christ-like. And so at times there is a disconnect somewhere. And maybe that's because we've stopped paying attention to who we're listening to. Holy Spirit, help us to examine that today. Help us to see that in our lives today and to consider where that sort of erratic back and forth will lead us. We're seeing the extremes of it in King Saul's life, and so we are grateful for these examples that show us what can happen and where roads go. We don't want to be on that road. We want to be on the narrow path that leads to life, which will never happen if we are not following where you are leading. And so, Holy Spirit, come. We humble ourselves before you. We repent for listening to other voices and following them. May we hear your voice and know you and follow you. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website, and that's where you can find out what's happening around here. The app can do that as well, and you can download the app from the App Store that works with whatever smart device that you might have. And the app is certainly a favored way to move through the scriptures, because we can kind of take notes, favorite things that we want to go back to, keep track of where we're going, see what our progress looks like, and also get our badges when we cross through the completion of different sections of the scripture. So check out the Daily Audio Bible app. But whether using the app or the web, you can find the community section. That's where to get plugged in and connected. That's where the prayer wall lives, that is always available to us. We can always reach out. We can always reach back in prayer at the prayer wall. And of course, the Daily Audio Bible Shop is available as well. There are resources. There are resources for the journey that we're on through the Bible in a year. Things like The God of Your Story, which is a written chronicling of some of the things that we talk about each and every day as we're going through the scriptures. Only this is in written form, which, well, it's obviously different than spoken form. but it also allows us to continue our journey if we're ever unplugged from the internet, or we just want to take the journey deeper and reflect upon what we have read on any given day. So check that out, as well as the other resources in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Humbly, thank you. We wouldn't be here, and we are. And that's because we're in this together, and so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can reach out by hitting the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button that almost the only thing that looks like a hotline button up at the top in the app screen. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Dab family. My name is Kelly from South Carolina. I'm a nurse. I'm a high school teacher. I teach health science to high school kids. I am also the high school soccer coach and mother of three daughters and wife. And I just really need prayers from y'all. Been a really overwhelming year. I've had some pretty significant issues with all of the girls at one point or another, just things that really made me doubt myself. And just recently, the oldest, who's 23, moved back home. And really, that is for the best, but it's been a major adjustment. So everybody's living back at home. She came home with a brand new puppy, which she's not hardly around to help with because of her job. So that's been a new strain as well. But marriage has been under pressure just because of everything. My husband made a pretty significant job change years back, and it really, really strapped us financially. It was what he thought he needed to do at the time, but without really a plan in place, and I struggle not to be resentful over that because we just can't even make ends meet most of the time. And all that being said, now here, facing into the school year, which is exciting, but also very stressful to get everything wrapped up. And I just feel like I'm drowning. Can't hardly keep my head above water. And I just really need some prayer. I've tried to call in the past. That wouldn't work right. I think Satan just got the better of me, and I gave up and didn't even try again because I was frustrated. So I just want you to know I listen every day. I love you all. You bring smiles to my face. You bring tears to my eyes. I consider you family. And I just hope that you'll pray for me. See you soon, or talk to you soon.
You let me see a baby deer that was grazing beside the road. You've given me tremendous strength, Father, to help me bear my load. Not just me, but my parents too. All my relationships have become just like new. Buzzards are circling overhead. There's a carcass down below. Life and death are always there, no matter where you go. The sun's a marble of bright orange light. It's getting dark. It's almost night. My music has been turned off, but inside I still sing. Praises to you, Father, and Jesus Christ, our King. Still, no matter where I go, your love for me you always show. Insects, crickets, birds, and frogs sing from fields and hollow logs. Jets leave contrails as they fly, and orange sherbet is the color of the sky. There's a crescent moon, but still no stars, and for the last 40 minutes I've heard absolutely no cause. It's getting dark, I should go home, but there's a part of me, Father, that just loves to roam and study your wonders as they unfold. That last red sunlight was a greenish purple gold. Now that's a color that Crayola could never design with all their substantial but much limited mind. Who in their manifold awareness always try to think outside the box? Something is stalking me, it looks like a fox. Forgive me, my Father, I sometimes detach. I try to think like the world, but my thoughts just don't match. I try to live holy and be a vessel for you. I desire your fellowship in all that I do. My music, my garden, my writings, my life. You've even shown me lately how to live above the strife. The things that I'm lacking, I can live without, because the kingdom of God is what life's really about. I sometimes get lonely, but thy will be done. I'm back in my yard now, and that bike ride was fun. FlyingTony1016@gmail.com.
Hello, siblings. Psych. It's your girl, Val in Vegas. I know you guys probably thought I was someone else initially. I just got to say shout out to everybody. I love people's greetings, how they come on and how they leave. But more importantly, in this May 15th, I got to say the number one thing I love about this community. We pray. We pray. We pray for each other. We pray for ourselves. We pray for people we don't know. But the bottom line is we pray. And you all know what? That's the most powerful tool that we have. Please keep praying for me. I pray for this community every day. You all mean so much to me. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, on this day, Lord God, May 15, 2022, Lord, everybody listening to this, whatever they need right now, Lord God, I need you to rain on them. Give them a blessing, Lord. How about a suddenly and an immediate, Lord? God, I just want to thank you for this community and all the prayer warriors, Lord. The ones that we hear and the ones that we don't hear, because, oh, I know. There's some people that are on their knees praying for this community that have never called in. Thank you. Please keep praying. God, we love you. We thank you for the ability to commune and to pray, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for the knowledge of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Now, y'all go and you make it a great day. I love you. It's Val in Vegas. Until next time. Mwah.
Hello, everyone. I am listening to the Daily Audio Bible on May 15th from Maryland. I just heard some people call in that really touched me. I heard from Justin, who shared about work burnout and anxiety. I heard from Jesus in Florida, who's been calling in recently to share encouragement and just pray for people, which has been encouraging to hear. And also from a guy, Michael in North Carolina, who shared that he's been dwelling in a sinful nature for the past few weeks and doesn't like that and is seeking a grateful heart. And I really relate with these things. So just thank you for calling in and asking for prayer and just sharing. And I would just like to pray with you guys now. Lord, thank you for the Daily Audio Bible and thank you for today's message. Thank you for the opportunity to hear people's stories as well. Lift up Justin to you and Michael as well. And you know each of these gentlemen's respective situations. I place these people in your hands and ask that you would guide them right now through what they're walking through and help them to set their hearts and their minds on you and to walk in the path that you would lead them on. I just pray that you would help them to really just live into the relationship you offer us through Jesus, and that it would be a blessing to you and to people around them as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm calling to pray for Philippians 4:6, who is desperate for God's love and wants the guidance as how to navigate dating and job hunting. Lord Heavenly Father, I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, for Philippians 4:6, O God. But I thank you, O God, that she has called in, she has requested prayer, O God, because you are God who is concerned about everything that we are concerned about, O God. Even the small things. O Lord, you have said that we ought to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, O God. O Lord, you have said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, I pray that she will rest in you during this time. God, I pray that she, O Lord, will rest in your love, on your love, O God, and be guided by you in all that she does. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, encompass her with your love, O God, even now, that she would know that you are there and that you care for her. O God, I pray that you will give her good success in job hunting. God, I pray that you would lead her to the one job that you have for her. God, I pray that you would open her eyes at the right time, even for the person that you have desired for her life. O Lord, you will do it, O God, because you are the one who makes everything beautiful in your time. So, Lord, have your way. Be upon our sister. O God, give her surety and guidance, O God, and confirmation through your word. May she read your word and be comforted, O God. Have your way, O God. May she not be dismayed or discouraged, but may she stand firm on your promises and on your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.